On USC's track team, Louis was a juggernaut. Focused on winning in Tokyo in 1940, he smashed record after record at multiple distances and routinely buried his competition by giant margins, once winning a race by 100 yards. By the spring of 1938, he'd whittled his mile time down to 4 minutes 13.7 seconds, some 7 seconds off the world record, which now stood at 4 minutes 6.4 seconds. His coach predicted that Louis would take that record down. The only runner who could beat him, the coach said, was Seabiscuit. One afternoon in 1938, Glenn Cunningham stood in the Los Angeles Coliseum locker room talking with reporters after winning a race. "There's the next mile champion," he said, leveling his eyes across the room. "When he concentrates on this distance, he'll be unbeatable." The reporters turned to see who Cunningham was looking at. It was Louis, blushing to the roots of his hair. In the 1930s, track experts were beginning to toss around the idea of a 4-minute mile. Most observers, including Cunningham, had long believed that it couldn't be done. In 1935, when Cunningham's record of 4 minutes 6.7 seconds reigned, science weighed in. Studying data on human structural limits, compiled by Finnish mathematicians, famed track coach Brutus Hamilton penned an article for Amateur Athlete magazine stating that a 4-minute mile was impossible. "The fastest a human could run a mile," he wrote, "was 4 minutes 1.6 seconds. Pete disagreed. Since the Olympics, he'd been certain that Louis had a 4-minute mile in him. Louis had always shaken this off, but in the spring of 38, he reconsidered. His coach had forbidden him to run hills on the mistaken but common belief that it would damage his heart, but Louis didn't buy the warnings. Every night that May, he climbed the Coliseum fence, dropped into the stadium, and ran the stairs until his legs went numb. By June, his body was humming, capable of speed and stamina beyond anything he'd ever known. He began to think that Pete was right, and he wasn't alone. Running pundits, including Olympic champion sprinter Charlie Paddock, published articles stating that Louis could be the first 4-minute man. Cunningham, too, had changed his mind. He thought that 4 minutes might be within Louis' reach. Zamperini, Cunningham told a reporter, was more likely to crack 4 minutes than he was. In June 1938, Louis arrived at the NCAA championships in Minneapolis, gunning for 4 minutes. Spilling over with eagerness, he babbled to other athletes about his new training regimen, his race strategy, and how fast he might go. Word spread that Louis was primed for a superlative performance. On the night before the race, a coach from Notre Dame knocked on Louis' hotel room door, a grave expression on his face. He told Louis that some of his rival coaches were ordering their runners to sharpen their spikes and slash him. Louis dismissed the warning, certain that no one would do such a thing deliberately. He was wrong. Halfway through the race, just as Louis was about to move for the lead, several runners shouldered around him, boxing him in. Louis tried repeatedly to break loose, but he couldn't get around the other men. Suddenly, the man beside him swerved in and stomped on his foot, impaling Louis' toe with his spike. A moment later, the man ahead began kicking backward, cutting both of Louis' shins. A third man elbowed Louis' chest so hard that he cracked Louis' rib. The crowd gasped. Bleeding and in pain, Louis was trapped. For a lap and a half, he ran in the cluster of men, unable to get free, restraining his stride to avoid running into the man ahead. At last, as he neared the final turn, he saw a tiny gap open before him. He burst through, blew past the race leader, and with his shoe torn open, shins streaming blood and chest aching, won easily. He slowed to a halt, bitter and frustrated. When his coach asked him how fast he thought he had gone, Louis replied that he couldn't have beaten 4:20. The race time was posted on the board. From the stands came a sudden, "Whoa!" Louis had run the mile in 4 minutes, 8.3 seconds. It was the fastest NCAA mile in history, and the 5th fastest outdoor mile ever run. Louis had missed the world record by 1.9 seconds. His time would stand as the NCAA record for 15 years.